So the third step of self-denial is the complete death to oneself. So Señor of the Cross says, the reason why we have to die so that is that we may live. So you have to remember what is baptism. So baptism is the day we are born from God. I repeat, so that day of our baptism we are born. Our life, we are born from God. So the life of God is in us. So we are dead. So as men, we die that day with Christ. This is the idea of St. Paul. So our Lord died for our sins. So that sacrifice of our Lord is applied to us the day of our baptism. So that day our Lord kills the old man, along with sin, so that we are born from God. He give us sanctifying grace, so a share in his life. From that day on, Catholics are obliged to live the life of God only, not the life of earth, no. You have just hammer that in our head. We are here to live the life of God, so the life of children of God. We have been inserted in God. So we have died with Christ, so that we may live with Christ. It's a simple to the Romans. We have to die together with Christ, and the way he died to earthly things. So we have to understand that the life of God is the life of Christ on earth. So the example of how he will live in us, how we should live our life in him, is the way he and the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints did it. And the life of our Lord was a continual death, a mystical death. So he died to himself. So what was a life of mortification, self-denial? He said himself, no, I was a male obedient and obedient to the death of the cross. So we had to die to our sins. To every, even the venial sins, even imperfections, we have to die to the world, to the exterior things, we have to die to our senses, to the immoderate carefulness of our body. We must die to our character, our personality, our natural defects, our own will. Here St. Benedict says in the Holy Rule, he says, we must hate our own will. At that degree. We have to die to our self-esteem. To die to the love of ourselves. To die to the spiritual consolations. To die to any help and assurance. Whatever is related to the state of our soul, even. Yes, it's part of the dying to what we like to feel or to think or to do. So to die to any property, not to attach ourselves to our possessions. Not even in the spiritual things. I need my time for my, I don't know, for my rosary. Imagine you don't have time for your Holy Rosary. You may say, I need my time for this. No, even you don't have the right to claim for your time. you just suffer what you have in that moment, fraternal charity, or fraternal charity, or the impossibility of praying. You just offer up as a cross. We cannot claim nothing for us, even in the spiritual things. So again, because we are living in our Lord, just think about that. We are inserted in God, living in God, removing God. So basically, the God takes the decisions in our life. The whatever He decides is going to happen. His ways are not our ways. Remember what Lord says, what is wisdom for man is foolishness for God. And what is usually what is wise for God is foolishness for men also. Just think about that. Huh? We cannot claim that we know better than God. It's amazing. It's amazing. But this is the consequence of our holy religion. No? We cannot put aside our Lord and His wisdom, His divine providence. For this degrees of death to ourselves is how the life of Christ is installed in us. In such a way that when we die, finally, when we give our life, we offer our life for God, the kind of death He has decided for us, even if it's painful or not. That is the last blow of offering up a whole life of death with Christ crucified, so that we may resuscitate with Him. And we will share with Christ and His resurrection, His glory. No, this is the way we reign on earth. What we say in the sermon, no? On the cross, we reign on the cross. So if we don't want the cross, we will, our nature, our human feelings will reign. So let's look at the different degrees. We have to die to our sins, even the venial sins, even imperfections. So never to commit a fault with full knowledge and full consent, deliberately. Not to consider as something little what we commit. That should be a resolution. I think we'll say the best resolution. Not to take very light whatever sin we have or imperfections. But we must see those things as big obstacles for the grace, for the life of God in us. The next is to die to the world and to all the exterior things. So not to love the world, not seek the world. Only to seek what we need from the world. For our Jews, for our duty state. Only what God wants us to use from the world. This is why we should not take into account the judgments of the world. For human respect, whatever He will say doesn't matter. I think this is very important also. It's part of that to oneself. So we are ready to suffer any kind of dishonor and persecution and being labeled as crazy to be despised, mocked, persecuted, or to be ashamed of fulfilling our duties or practice the gospel, or to be deviated when we see that it's the will of God something. To despise the customs of the world, the ways of the world, to step upon the sentence of the principles of the world, no? Of the worldly people. For example, one of the sentences of the modern world is, there is nothing like health. They say now, the greatest we can have is health. Be healthy. Not at all. Mm-mm. Also, we have to examine ourselves. This is very important. We have not gone into it, but it's very important. We have to be very strict against ourselves. So we are very merciful against the others, but very strict. Very strong against oneself, to do violence to ourselves, yes. For example, we mock and we laugh to ourselves. We don't take seriously our self. But we take very seriously the others. Because it's Christ. It's very fragile souls. We have to help them to save their souls. So regarding this, I have to remind you that our founder, Father Joan Bautista Mionard, said that anyone worthy to belong to the Benedictine Order of the Sacred Heart of Jesus must be victim soul, because that. So we are called to become victim souls. So victim souls are those who are ready to suffer for others, to carry the sins of the others, to atone for the others' sins of the others. He said, anyone who has not the Spirit cannot be Benedictine of the Sacred Heart. It's what he said, our founder. Yes. It's why the Red Cross as the continuation of the redemption of our Lord, so we had to come up on the cross and to shed our blood for our brothers, together with our Lord. This is the fifth step of the solitude of Mary, no? Yes. To see the cross bear with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, most precious blood, around it, on it, and she on the cross. So she's kneeling on the altar, because she's now on the place of our Lord. Yes. So to die now to the senses, and to the two most carefulness of our bodies, taking care of the body. So to be watching against comfort, sensuality, not to give to the body but only what is necessary, food, sleep, dressing, only what is what is the holy rule or the example of the saints or our duty state, you know? Not to concede nothing dangerous to our eyes, our ears, so let's face it, there's a lot of poison and near occasional sin in the ways of the world, in the TV, in the cell phone, the TikTok and YouTube and other things. Nothing, so we can use necessary things, but I think we commit many unnecessary looks and social media and things on the internet without necessity, no? I think this is the main problem for nowadays, for all of us. It's out of control, internet. But I suggest, I would give the suggestion to our oblates is have someone to check upon you, to remind you. It's late, it's time, you have been there already half an hour, your wife, your classmate, or your brother, your sister, or your guardian angel, you're alone. No, but somebody to remind you. Brother, it's 10 p.m., have to go to bed. Yes, or to pray together until we are sleeping. For example, also to have your best friend, your best brother, or the closest to you, to check your cell phone. To check. It's good. Brother, you will take my phone once a month without my permission, and this is the password. You check it, please. And you find something, you have to remind your brother. Brother, I found this. I think you're speaking with someone. I don't know, but you told this. Brother, you're rather be careful because... No, it's something very... It's to do violence. Remember, we have to do violence to ourselves. But I found that very well, very good. To tell your wife, you have my password, you get access to my files, to my WhatsApp, to my email, to any moment, any time. Wow, that will be wonderful. Please do it, even if I don't give you permission, do it. By surprise, just to take care of myself. This is the way you will take care of my wildness, no? No, believe me, we have to do a bit violence to ourselves. It was in Benedict, in the Holy Rule says, the superior must enter into the cells, the rooms of the brothers, by surprise, no warning, they are not told about that. He will enter any moment, any time, and to supervise under the mattress, under the bed, under the napkin, to see what he can find something. Maybe he has a chocolate, or has a pistol, or he has a peluche, no? A baby bear, I don't know, something. That happened to me once, yes. I was missing a box of chocolates from the kitchen. So I dropped a blueberry on the floor, so I was leaning to the floor to pick it up. And I saw under the bed of the brother there was a box of chocolates under the bed, you know.
Yes. Permission to speak, Father. Let me share my experience in the seminary.
Sure.
There was also inspection inside the seminary. Okay. Surprise inspection by our superior, probably the prefect of the studies, will inspect our room. And if he caught something like food, extra money, cell phone, if someone is hiding phones, then he will took it and never return.
Wow,
some brothers experience.
Excellent.
The door was removed because of that violation. And
excellent.
There's a sanction for that.
Even this is the reason why in the monasteries we can open the letters of the brothers. Okay, a person called like this, wrote to Brother Magdaleno, okay, let me see. Hey, she's telling these things to brother. I cannot be. So, we can, yes. for your protection, yes. Even we have to know those things. Brother, send me this message in private. It's written. You have to tell the superior. You know, he wrote these things. Expulsion. You have to tell them, the priest. No, no, it's our protection. It's for our protection because remember, the principles that we are our worst enemies, ourselves. So I wanted to tell you, so we are obliged to do examination of conscience. Very strictly, very strict. And to be very sorry, to start making penance for those things. Even in the Middle Ages, you will not believe it, but in the Middle Ages, there were few monasteries where the chapter of faults was not to accuse yourself, no. Was to the others accuse you. I saw brother doing this, I saw brother doing that. Of course, eventually it was forbidden because it caused more divisions than that because human nature, you know. Oh, he's accusing me of no way in the veil. I will accuse him of doing this, you know. Boom, was a battle of brothers against brothers. So the church suppressed the rule of some, you know, that practice. So finally, we just accuse ourselves. It's what Saint Benedict says: if the superior notice or if he knows a fault through other brothers. And the brother who committed didn't confess it himself, it will be twice the punishment, or three times more the punishment. It will be worse the punishment. So, also to die to our character, our natural defects, have to reform what we are, correcting our defects. So, for example, St. Augustine or St. Francis de Sales, they have an ardent character, so they had to fight against it constantly. St. Francis de Sales says that he was fighting for 40 years to dominate the anger. Mm-hmm. After 40 years, he was able to dominate it, finally. So we had to watch attentively our heart. Our movements. It was a very success. When you see a little bit that the head of the devil or the tail of the devil, you immediately you trash him against the wall of against Christ. It was a very success in the Holy Rule. You immediately dash him, the devil, against our Lord. You don't allow for curiosity or, oh, I am strong, oh, I am a monk, oh, I am holy. No, no, no. Immediately. You trash him against the wall of our Lord. This is why, you know, if we are really Benedictines, we will not watch uselessly YouTube and TikTok and those things. So not to speak by impulse or by feelings. So, for example, you may ask, which was the character or the personality of our Lord? So, perfect balance. He had perfect balance between anger and melancholic and sanguine and phlegmatic. So, you will not see at all which character he has because he was perfect balance in everything. So, we had to balance. So, you are to have too much angry, you have to balance that. You are obliged to balance it. Doing the opposite. I was telling one of you were asking me how to control that. Well, if your brother punches you on your face, you go to your pocket and give you an apple as a gift. It's a gift for you. Thank you for the punch. And offer the other cheek another apple, you know. Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course, all this is very difficult, but it's. But we have to practice it. Virtue is acquired by practice. So to death to our own will is most difficult. So not to follow caprice, fantasies, dreams, our judgment, but to hear the reasons of the others, to be ready to obey and to agree with the others. Even to desire, obey, and to be in agreement with the others in things which are not important. One of the brothers said, I would like to have a pasta today. Yes, okay, yes, of course. Doesn't matter. You will not say, no, I prefer this. No. Whatever the brother decides is okay. No. Unless they ask you, they will submit it. You don't participate unless, or you don't give your opinion unless they ask you. No? Of course, but for the common good, you have to suggest. Because the Holy Ghost gives you the understanding better than the others. So as to, or the counseling, so that you will suggest or give your suggestion to the brothers or the father. And to be very simple, this is very, very monastic, very Benedictine. Be simple. Brother, you will have this pillow. No, it's pink. I don't like. It's very simple. You accept whatever it is, you know. Oh, brother, this is the sandals for you. No, I don't like brown. No, something, no. Simple. It's brown. It's okay, brown. It's so simple, Saint Benedict, that he wanted the habit to be wearing, and his holy rule, he said, just wear whatever is more cheaper. It's in the rule. It's the simplicity. Of course, the Benedictines were put the rule as black, no? Eventually, but you look at the simplicity of Saint Benedict. He said, don't fight or don't make an issue about the color. Just whatever is cheaper, you take it. It's like that, simplicity. You had advantages, you had a lot of simplicity in your country, not here in the Philippines. So. Yes, because the poverty is normal. Poverty is cause simplicity. Not to reflect about ourselves. This is modern. How I do feel? Oh, I am joyful? I am happy? Never! It's not an issue, it's not necessary. It's idleness. In fact, it comes from pride. So, who cares if I am well or not? The important thing is that God is happy with me. This is the only thing that matters. I am doing my duty. This is what Saint Benedict says. When you do things well, just tell to yourself, I am just doing my duty. If somebody press you, brother, excellent. I am just doing my duty. I don't find that excellent. Okay.
Yeah. No question, Father.
Usually we don't have questions for the. No, I would prefer for the end of the retreat to participate, just to keep an order. Sorry for that, yes. We just keep, just write down what are your questions for the end of the retreat. Have to believe that God is going to give us lights in the measure that we need it. Also, we will receive help in the measure we need it. So we are worried for today. Give us our daily bread. It's the main temptation of today. What is going to happen in 5 years? No, I am fearful about that. Or what is happening next week? Father is gone in a few days. What is going to happen with me? No. It's precisely lack of mortification. today we are receiving the grace that we need today. Tomorrow we are going to receive that we need tomorrow. Next week we will receive the grace we need next week. It's lack of mortification and it's a very great mistake. It's a main mistake of spiritual people, of religious and priests, to worry too much about tomorrow. Because fear is from it's about evil coming in the future. And that depends upon God's grace also. So we can commit easily sin against hope. And also, like the Archbishop Lefebvre says, go to divine providence space, no faster, no slower than divine providence. I want it now! No. God's time. It's too slow. God's time. So let's have always a heart which is like empty for God. So empty from creatures, for ourselves, and ready to follow God. This is the main problem. So this is why God doesn't give us graces, enough graces. More graces, because we are filled up with many things, many natural things, many love for creatures. So God knows that if He gives those graces, we will waste them. And we will deserve more punishment. But if we were empty of ourselves and empty of the world as creatures, He will be filling up. It's why we say, well, have mercy. So mainly say, I have nothing. Help me and fill it up, our Lord. It's very important this, what we were speaking in last conference. Lord, have mercy on me. Means we are miserable, so we had nothing in our hands. We are empty hands. Empty hands, Lord. Have mercy on me. I have not given you nothing. I am not able to give you nothing. And I feel I have nothing to give to you next months, next weeks. Have mercy on me. Kyrie eleison. So also that to the help and assurance regarding our soul. We don't want to feel that we are in mortal sin. That feeling of being thinking that we are in mortal sin is horrible. But even that, we have to detach ourselves from that. We must foster contrition, say, Lord, wait for me. Lord, I am sorry. Lord, don't punish me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I need you. Lord, I don't want to be punished. Lord, I will do my best. This is what I always expect. This is why the Council of Trent declare, define, nobody can be 100% sure of being in a state of grace. No one can be sure, 100%, nobody. And this is precisely the will of God, that we are this insecurity about mortal sin, about our salvation, because to be humble, to be prayerful, to be watchful, to be distrusting ourselves, to be striving to do better. This is necessary. Imagine. So how God work is working with us. He doesn't want us to have that assurance. It's amazing. This is very humiliating to think that maybe we are not in a state of grace. It's very humiliating. Oh, I have to pray well. have to be humble. So the devil tempt us, saying, God has abandoned you, has abandoned you. You have to do acts of faith and hope. Lord, I trust in you. You are infinite goodness. We have to do many acts of hope nowadays. Lord, most sacred Jesus, I trust in thee. Just think about this. It's morally impossible that God is going to send us into hell if we are in a humble disposition of asking for mercy. I don't see how God is going to send us to hell if we are in that disposition. Lord, I want to change. I want to do better. I am sorry. I don't see how in that disposition, having the faith, God is going to punish us with hell. No, I don't see how.